Introduction. The remarkable life story of Omar Raines and of his amazing recovery from a near-death experience that left him paralyzed to the point that he was told by doctors that he might never walk again is one that should inspire anyone who has ever been faced with such a challenge. Raised in spiritual surroundings from a young age, nature has always been Omar's cathedral. Perhaps that is why he signs his letters with the Lakota Sioux phrase, Mityuke Oyesin, a prayer of oneness and harmony with all forms of life and nature, stressing how each and everything in the magical hoop of life is connected. Striking out on his own at age 15, these are the words of a man who has dedicated his life to public and humanitarian service, who has fought continually to protect nature and the environment, as well as individuals and groups who could not adequately defend themselves. Repeatedly overcoming obstacles, he achieved one milestone after another, athletically, academically, professionally. Then at the height of a lifetime of achievement, he was faced with the battle of all battles, fighting for his own life and dignity in the face of a paralyzing brain aneurysm and stroke. Raines' book, Back to the Summit, is first and foremost the story of a man whom doctors thought would never walk again, assuming he was even able to survive his stroke and aneurysm, who suffered through two divorces, as well as numerous professional and outdoor challenges that could be daunting to most mortals. Yet each time his back was to the wall, Raines found the physical and emotional strength to pull himself up by his own bootstraps and take one step, and another, and still another, until he was able to conquer whatever obstacle was blocking his path. Calling on life experiences, he was determined to recover from this greatest of all challenges, in spite of the condition in which he found himself. Even though there were friends along the way, ultimately he knew that he would have to fight yet another battle, pretty much on his own. Long before being struck down, Omar had won the respect, admiration, and friendship, not only of his California Senate constituents, but of notables ranging from Charlton Heston to Martin Luther King Jr., from Jimmy Carter to Ronald Reagan. As Raines admits in his book, his life has been that of an adrenaline junkie, someone who would climb great mountains on several continents, raft and kayak some of the world's most dangerous rivers, jump out of airplanes from great altitudes, and yes, even do aerobatic wing walking. An archaeological and anthropological buff, he has also spent a lifetime as a traveler and student of the world, spending time with and helping people from Nicaragua to the Sundarban Delta area of India. His lifetime mantra has been, never quit exploring. Personally, I first met Omar shortly after his stroke and after his return to Lake Tahoe, where he would ultimately recover. Once he defiantly came to again walk and engage in other life activities, he became a frequent visitor to my house and loved to participate in the song circles, play reads, and other such events I frequently hosted. As we got to know each other, I tried several times to persuade him to help me with Read Global, a program I founded in Nepal in 1991 with the goal of promoting literacy and slowing the outmigration of rural inhabitants to cities by making rural villages viable places for people to live, learn, and prosper. Rural Education and Development, Read Global, constructs library community centers, provides books in the local language from preschool to adult, seeds businesses to fully sustain and support them, and then links these centers with groups providing everything from literacy training to microcredit to health, HIV, and to job creation. Even though Reed epitomized the type of work that Omar had done throughout his adult life, during the period that he was still recovering from his aneurysm and stroke, he found it necessary to turn me down. Then one day he asked my adventure travel company, Myths and Mountains, to arrange an itinerary for him to visit the only region of the world he had not previously visited, basically the former French Indochina, Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia, plus Myanmar, or Burma. At the end of a long and rigorous trip of exploration and study, Omar agreed to rendezvous with me in Nepal, a country he knew rather well from prior mountaineering trips. On this occasion, Omar and I traveled to see some of the Reed centers in rural and remote parts of the country. He was clearly moved by what he saw and by the people he met. So at an extremely critical time for Reed, Omar agreed to join our board and began immediately to help recruit a new, highly professional board. This man, who did not feel he could take on yet another obligation, was to become chairman of the board of Reed Global, a leading spokesperson for our international nonprofit organization, and an integral part of Reed's subsequent expansion from Nepal into India and Bhutan. Be assured, the reader of this book will be inspired to fight on and never give up, whatever the challenge faced in life. As for me, I say Mitayuke Oyasin, Omer. I am proud to be one of the relations in your remarkable hoop of life. Dr. Antonia Tony Neubauer, President, Myths and Mountains, and founder, Rural Education and Development, Reed Global.